You're fried right now?
I'm cooked.
Yeah. Really? Did you kush?
No, I didn't kush up.
What did you do?
I didn't fucking indulge in the za. No, I've been shooting for 4 days, and this is day four, and that's where I really...
Oh.
4 days, I've been doing a commercial.
Work cooked,
yeah.
That's a good kind of cooked.
Not high, though. Just cooked. I don't do...
You don't marijuana?
I don't do chronic, no.
No, yeah. I do sometimes, but I have to do like a small amount amongst tobacco because I think too much marijuana just has me in like, you know, just shoots my IQ down to the floor.
You don't rip chronic bongs?
Heck no.
You don't drop weed?
No.
Dude.
Some smoke giggle bush.
Fucking giggle bush? Hit the giggle bush and goof off a little bit? Just goof a little?
Goof a
little,
my niggas.
Ever since you dropped goof on me, it's just been the best. I'll be getting ready in the morning. I go, goof. I just got giggled myself. I just goofed.
Yeah.
Sorry, hood. I goofed all over you. All right. Welcome to the Powerful Truth Angels podcast network. Inventing new forms of language and scientific diagrams about how to fumble. How to fumble a DM. How to follow fumble, up when you
but
fumble.
But also how to come back from the DMs.
Let's talk about
fumbled.
That. Yes. You're in the DMs with a potential bad one that you've been like dancing around for a long time. Finally, you get some action.
Yeah.
And they're responding and they're really, you're getting a little tete-a-tete. Is that
a little
that,
bit of play here?
Yeah. They're getting a little bit of a volley back and forth.
Yeah. You're tangoing, if you will.
You're tangoing in real time though. Mm-hmm. Not like every few days. It's like, oh, it's going live.
Oh yeah.
And
that's a hot
that's
moment
you know.
Right
oh,
there.
Like,
I like that.
Yeah. You're like, oh, cool. There's a response. They're interested. Okay. And then you just, not by any fault of your own, because you're an experienced wordsmith, but you just fumble because your colloquialisms don't translate over text. And if I said to you, if you said, let's go get some food, I go, okay, gorgeous. I'm not saying okay, comma, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying okay, gorgeous. Because I just somehow started saying.
Well, I think that's what that is. Okay, gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
Grant, like, gorgeous at the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Not okay, gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in text, it looks like okay, gorgeous, which is kind of like, unless you really know someone intimately, you're not going to call someone gorgeous.
Yeah, you
it's
really
a lot of
got to know someone.
Yeah,
like,
I would
that's
never.
Not even really that swaggy. Yeah, no. Okay, gorgeous.
Like, if I'm calling you gorgeous, fruity. I'm fucked. Like, I'm in a bad place with you because you got me, my nose is wide open. I'm using words I shouldn't be using. I'm saying you're gorgeous is like,
yeah.
Like, I'm talking about your illustrious mane. You know what I mean? Your gorgeous locks.
Your vocabulary
okay,
is through
okay.
the roof.
Okay, gorgeous. Like, sick. Gorgeous. Okay, gorgeous. Gross.
Do you read a lot?
I used to read a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your vocabulary is
it's
superb.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's because when I was a kid, I read like a fucking psycho. And then when I hit 30 and started like really focusing on work, I stopped reading, which is sucks. I love reading. So now I might read a couple books a year when I'm on vacation. But day to day, like I should be going home at like 8:30, turning my phone off, opening a book, and just like settling into my, you know, nighttime, you know, because I'm ancient. And I should be going to bed at like 10:30 so I can get up at 6. Instead, I go home and I fucking just like put a movie on and try to decompress and just mainline iPhone just like this. Just like fully just fucking shove iPhone in my face until I go to bed and then go to bed with my eyes dilated from like Instagram. It's
a vicious cycle. I think
it's terrible.
We're all victims of that.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
They won. They got me. I'm good.
Yeah, they're chilling.
I was on set today and we were shooting and I was like, my phone kept dying and I was like, oh, I'm completely alcoholically iPhoning. Because when I put the phone away, I instantly needed to reach for like, I started scanning the room for something and I saw snacks and I was like, pretzels. And I was like, stop, sir. You don't need to put something in you. Why don't you just exist in the moment and do your fucking job and look at the monitor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm just letting you vent a little bit.
Yeah, you're so chill today. What's going on? What's going on in your life?
Going on in my life? Well, honestly, a lot.
Are you good?
I'm chilling. My dog died, yes, on 420.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I swear to God.
No. Sorry.
No, it's good.
I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. You know that?
Yeah, no. I can't be at a funeral because the moment it gets like really serious and quiet, I just have like intrusive thoughts and I'm like, fuck, I can't giggle now. And then it makes anything 10 times funnier. Just being told I can't laugh is like, fuck.
I'm so sorry your dog died. And I'm sorry that when you told me it died on 420, I laughed. There's something inherently really funny about that. I'm trying to be respectful because I lost my dog last year and it was sad.
Yeah, it's shitty, but it's all good though. She was in pain and shit, so we had to just like.
She was an old timer.
Yeah, she was an old time little geezer. She was the cutest Yorkie ever.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, she had like a list of reasons she just honestly needed to bounce.
Yes, you're like, it's time to go.
Yeah, yeah. She had like cataracts, so she was blind. She had vestibular disease, which is like a neurological disorder, and then like lost her ability to walk. And then like, I don't know, let's see what else. She had like gum disease. It was just her time. Like, we were looking at her, we're like, dude, this isn't vibes. And she would constantly have episodes where she would like, her head would tilt, and we're just like, what the fuck are we doing? Keeping her.
So, yeah. You're keeping her for your, I had the same exact thing. My dog, it's like an old car, and like, it's just all the parts aren't working anymore. You can't replace them.
Mm-hmm.
The back feet weren't working. She had a heart thing going on. Mm-hmm. She had chronic skin problems. She was blind as fuck and deaf.
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't fully blind, but she definitely was getting to that point.
Yeah. You're like, that's just not life.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And also happened when my life started exponentially moving really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing 80 and she's doing like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember just like running out of the house and just being like grabbing all the stuff and like, and moving fast and like going to grab her. And it's just like, I was like, this sounds terrible, but it was a coincidence that I was started moving fast as she was becoming decrepit. And so it sounds like I just in my with the way it sounded like was like I was working so much that I killed her. No,
I'm sorry.
I was really busy. So you know what? Let's put her down. No, she. It was sad. It was. Did you do the thing? Did they come to the house and like?
No, we actually went to like the vet and we had like a whole squad of homies roll out for her. Very loved dog. Shout out Stormy.
Shout out Stormy,
bitch.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, we had the doctor put her down, just like kind of sedate her a little bit, and then do like the thing that stopped her heart, and you know, we held her and cried. We can change the subject matter. Sorry,
you want to get out of here? No, I'm happy to talk about it, but you want to get out of this subject? Or you?
I just feel like the episode has better vibes. Like we're gonna potential for better.
We
vibes.
Have to wrap this out before, and then we're gonna get out of it, and we're gonna have fun. But we have to cap it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna tell you about my experience with Omar.
Please do.
Because I don't know if I mean, did I ever get into? I must have gotten. When it happened, I was in such a blur of life events mm-hmm. that it didn't register. So I don't even know if I talked about it that much, and I didn't get into it too much on social media because it just didn't feel like I didn't want to talk about it. But same thing. Here's where I fucked up though. I was trying to be cool, not cool. I was in such a chaotic period of my life that I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do this, and it's gonna be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it by myself.
Because
mm-hmm. I didn't want to be like, hey, will you come over here? Like, I didn't want people to come over and watch me fall apart
mm-hmm.
to my house, which is dumb. So I had someone come over, and it was a cloudy day, and the nurse comes to the house and puts the dog down, and then like takes, because someone's like, you have to do it at your house. I was like, all right. So I did it at the house, and then they put the dog down, and they take the dog away, and I'm like, and I just basically like collapsed on the couch for the whole day. I just was like cooked on the couch.
Oh yeah, no, that's same.
Yeah, just like my body just stopped working. I was like, oh, you know.
No, I've been waking up every morning like literally like just immediately, that's the first thought. I'll cry a little bit and then I'll go distract myself with like some sort of productive thing, whether it be like sending quick emails for brands or like going on a jog or just like rotting away playing like Dragon Ball Z. Like I'll just do one of those three things
and distract yourself.
Yeah, just a bit. But
shout
it's,
out to dogs.
Yeah, shout out the shout niggas out, rock.
Yes, and shout out to the contract that we sign when we get a dog because we know they're gonna go first most likely,
mm-hmm.
and it's good that they get to go from old age and not some weird tragic accident.
Facts.
When I was a kid, I had a dog. I had a poodle named Max that got hit by a car outside of my mom's house, and my stepfather brought Max into the house. And in my fractured little like memory, I just remember it being there was a lot of blood, and I was like, "What's happening?" You know.
Mm-hmm.
And Max bit the dust right there. But that's a little more traumatic, I think, than I don't know.
What's than like a dog dying of golden age.
We gotta get out of here. Let's talk about, dude. Let's do a fucking ad read. How about that?
Let's get the fuck out of here. Sorry, everyone. Like I know you guys wanted.
They like to know about our lives. You know, they want to know that we're real people, not just these like incredibly gorgeous and husky avatars that are known to just fucking blink, just know to bat their eyebrows and stop traffic with him. Tell Garrett to get you to Japan as soon as possible. I think that's the move.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do that.
Speaking of Japan, I feel like you have, I'm looking at your face, and now I'm just realizing right now that mm-hmm. you have a slight anime quality to you. Am I wrong, Kat? Doesn't he look kind of anime?
Sorry, that's racist.
No, you can't. No. Black man can do whatever he wants.
Oh, yeah, facts.
There's no. What do you want? Ikara nanda, ikara totoro.
Oh, sara. Ikara nanda, ikara nanda. Oh, sara, ikara nanda. Nuki, nuki. Oh, no. Ora, kara, ikara nanda, bobre.
Ikara nanda, ikara totoro. Tokoro totoro. What the fuck? Is that real?
No, that was, yeah, all fake.
I think if you can emulate a language that well, it can't be racist. In my opinion, I'm not an expert on racism. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. I'm not the racism czar, but yeah. I'm just going to say, like.
Czar, dude. God damn, bro. I kid you not. Every time I talk to you, I come home with like a list of words that I'm like, that are now integrated into my vernacular, and it's awesome.
Kat is agape. Look at her mouth. She can't handle what just happened. That was amazing. Are you kidding me? I've
watched a good deal of anime.
Yeah, obviously. That was amazing.
Yeah, sorry.
Amazing.
I think we discussed brain rot. That was brain rot.
Pure brain rot.
That was brain rot right there.
Now you can take that brain rot and turn it into dollars. You know what I'm saying?
That's my job.
That's your job. That's my job too.
Yeah.
I take all this garbage that I've digested, ingested, turn it around, make it palatable, mm-hmm. make sausage out of it, and sell the sausage. You know what I mean? Let's make some fucking sausages, baby.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Listen, guys, as a proponent of someone that feels like you should take care of your brain in the same way that you would take care of your broken finger or a fractured rib, or if you had epididymitis, this is a disease of the soul.
Oh.
Yeah, that's epididymitis.
Oh, no.
Or alopecia. Let's say you get alopecia. You're going to the doctor. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm losing my hair.
No.
Or let's say you get into you break your neck. Are you going to go to the doctor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes people, you break the most important and functional organ in your body, and that's your brain.
Oh, no.
And there's no fixing it. There's no quick fix. How is your social battery right now?
A little bit like this.
So he's had... His social battery is on low. He had a very traumatic and draining event happen this weekend. This would be a great time to pontificate the meaning of life, big and small, with a shrink. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how? Sometimes, do you get overwhelmed when you go to a party sometimes?
Yeah, I just get completely disinterested, and I'll just leave.
That's smart.
Is that anxiety,
or is that you just don't care?
I just lose care. I don't really feel anxiety really like that too much. But I will say though, like I'll definitely get to a point where I'm just like, I don't really want to be here. And I'm the king of an Irish goodbye.
I love an Irish goodbye.
Oh, I love an Irish goodbye.
I love to melt out of the back of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Like a reverse jellyfish. Yep. Yep.
Love that favorite. Shit.
Everyone should always Irish goodbye. Like imagine saying goodbye to 13 people. Are you fucking crazy?
Even 50 the other night. It was one of my friend's birthday. I love you, Connor, but God damn it. You
fucking Connor.
I slid out of that bitch, dog.
Slow down, Connor. You don't have to bring everyone to your goddamn birthday. I know you just turned 23. You big whoop. what's the right amount of socializing for you and how do you recharge? How would you drive around, thrive around people? Or maybe you can need some more alone time. Maybe you need to go to the movies by yourself and think about your life and not think about anything that will make you feel bad. Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. What did you eat today?
I don't know, dude. I had a bean and cheese burrito.
Okay. He's really ripping some farts.
I know.
They don't smell bad, but it might be because all the Mando is up in my nose and I'm missing. You need to Mando your butthole.
None of these smell bad.
I can tell they're not smelling because I'm sitting next to you. And they don't stink. So good on you for your little trumpet box. He's beatboxing with his anus. I've benefited from therapy. We've talked about it. If I didn't have psychotherapy, I would literally be a grease stain on the highway of life. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/PTAngels to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/PTAngels. Get some fucking help for your brain because you got to fix it because you're in pain. Know my name. Feeling insane. I can't believe I just broke my brain. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows I need some therapy. We have smooth, solid deodorant. It smells like Mount Fuji, apparently. Let's get a whiff of this shit. Oh, that's fresh. Look at that. How's that smell? I wouldn't mind if my body smelled like that. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's exactly what it smells like. We've been there.
Yeah. If you've been to Mount Fuji, this is literally what it smells like. And I will be quite close to Mount Fuji in about a week and a half. I'll be in Japan. So shout out to Japan. Shout out to anime in general. And shout out to his portrayal of that.
What are you doing in Japan?
Okay, here's what I'm doing in Japan. I'm currently shooting a commercial that takes me to Paris for a few days, and then that commercial takes me to Japan for a day or so. But also in Japan at the same time, coincidentally motherfucking dentally, is a born and raised pop-up with Verdi and Mr. Cartoon in Harajuku or Shinjuku. Do you know where that is, Kat? Shibuya, maybe?
And, are y'all going?
Kat's going.
You're going? Yes. You're going to be there?
Kat's going to Japan, yeah.
This time?
Yeah, this time.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so there's a squad. There's a big squad. We're bringing a lot of people. Yeah, there's people on the, G Perico is going to come. He's been on, he's been a member of this extended born and raised PTA universe. He'll be there. Royal Shake from Royals will be there, and his brother Ish. A lot of guys from The Office will come. Mr. Cartoon, Ozzy will come. Ozzy Juarez, Gary Garrett will be there. It's a squad. We're squadding the fuck up. We're gonna run through that city politely with respect.
Yeah,
but also towering and stomping on politely, eating mochi,
tiptoeing
around, slurping ramen, like red light district all the time, exploring the strange sensual delights of their sex shops, bizarre. I mean, there's a I'll bring you back some sort of you're an anime guy, you like that. I'll bring you back some sort of token, like a, I don't know, maybe it's like a little anime girl with replaceable tits. I got one last time. It's like a, I wish I had it. You've seen it. It's at my house. She has bunny ears and like giant boobs.
That big?
It's big, yeah. It's like, it's really nice.
In the
it's
crib?
Like, yeah, it's just chilling.
Yeah, it's just, oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. You go to my house, it's just full fucking anime. It's like Cause dolls and little pillows and Murakami, Murakami sunflowers. And I'm just like, ah, Genki desu ka, you know?
My friend's uncle had an apartment like that that was filled with anime figures and then Batman memorabilia.
Right. So how many kids did he molest?
I don't think he molested
on a scale
kids,
of 1 to 40.
But he worked at a community college, so it's probably pretty fertile ground.
Oh, my God. Okay. My guys, do you ever lift a little too hard or just forget to apply your daily deodorant and get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? I smell like shit. You smell fantastic, so don't lie, because I already came in. You already smell really good. I don't smell good.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we were shooting. One of the scenes was like people doing jiu-jitsu. So I was like, I do that. Let me get in here. And I did a little jiu-jitsu. I was like, I wanted to get a workout while we worked. Whatever. But I didn't take a shower last night. I came home and I crashed. So I didn't. I woke up this morning, didn't have time for a shower either. Went straight to set. I smell like shit. I do, right?
I don't think you smell that bad.
I smell terrible. We stink. We're smelly. We're not. I haven't shaved. I smell. I'm fucking breaking out. It's a mess. We went in the ocean. We went to the. We were shooting in Malibu today, and we took a dip in the cold ass water. It was really nice.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
big fan of that.
Right?
Yeah.
Felt like it. Like all my ions got centered. My my chakras were balanced. My chi's fucking. I came out
through the roof.
Yeah.
Skin all tight.
Skin tight. Yep. Just goofed a little when I came out in the shorts. Just had to.
Just. Your hummus cannon is just recentered. And your stink portal has just been tightened.
Your stink portal. Bars. You know, 20 years ago, I would have gone head to head with you in that car, bar for bar. That was my wheelhouse. Just retarded freestyling was like my bread.
Oh,
and
no, yeah, that's
love it.
That's my shit.
Especially
dude.
When you can say whatever you want in front of people that are like minded. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, it's. I'd be down to put on a freestyle beat right now and just.
We should drop bars. I probably. I don't know, I've held back from rapping, from doing. I don't want to ruin this illustrious trajectory of the show by dropping the most amazing fucking diamond coated bars you've ever heard in your goddamn life. You son of a bitch!
If I have you on my podcast, I'm going to force you to freestyle.
Yeah, I'll rap all day.
All right, bet.
My guys, you ever lift a little too hard and just forget to apply your daily deodorant, or get hit by a truckload of BO from all directions? Yes. They're saying, does your 3-in-1 shampoo leave you needing a second shower just a few hours after the first? First of all, men are pretty fucking dumb.
True.
3-in-1 shampoo is stupid.
Wild.
Don't, like, just get a shampoo, then get like a something else. Don't buy your body products. Don't buy a body product that looks like it was made in the Mountain Dew factory. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be the same packaging. It should be like very, it should make you feel calm. It should feel bespoke. You know what I mean? From the founders of Lumi, Mando whole body deodorant is helping men conquer their odor in a new way. Formulated with mandelic acid, Mando has long-lasting 72-hour odor control that actually stops odor before it starts. Best part is you can put Mando on everywhere. Pits, packages, feet, skin folds.
Skin folds.
What is that? Is that balls? I don't have any skin folds.
Oh, no, it's like rolls a little bit, rolls. Like,
you lift up a roll and you're like.
Yeah. Air just escaping.
Pits, packages, feet, skin folds, back, knees, everywhere. To top it off, Mando's cologne quality scents were created with men in mind. Pro tip, try their best-selling scent, Bourbon Leather. It's a game changer. That's a Drake song, by the way. Bourbon Leather. Bourbon
Tuscan Leather.
Tuscan Leather. Okay. Once you experience fresher underarms, a fresher package, and fresher feet, you'll never go back. These people are urging you to put deodorant on your dick. Now, here's the thing. This is what I have to know. We have to know this, right? You're going to put this on your dick.
Right now?
I'll do it. No, you can. But before you do, I want to know something. Have you ever been really excited about a sexual experience you're going to have with someone and thinking really, because I know that you're a person that likes to do a little production before you have like.
Oh, I love to set the vibe.
Encounter. Yeah.
I love setting the vibe. Okay, we talked about that. Yeah.
And you set the vibe in the home.
Yeah.
And you set the vibe everywhere. And you said that you clean your body.
Oh,
and you make sure
everything.
Everything's fucking scrubbed. Have you ever just been like taking it too far and been like, I'm going to dunk my dick in mouthwash. So it's just minty. Have you ever done that?
Dude.
Okay.
I'll be honest, bro. I put toothpaste on my dick every day. I swear to God.
Wait, every day?
Yes, bro.
Wait, what?
Yes, that sounds fucking crazy. No, but
we're related.
Bear with me here.
We're cousins, for sure.
Bear with me here, bro. I'm honestly like, I'm a bit of a clean freak.
Okay.
No, like I love OCD having the clean style. Environment. Yeah. Not terribly OCD, but like I just love, you know, it's daily. I clean daily, you know?
You do?
Yeah, I love it. I love having a vibe before I even fucking send one email. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like the candles in the morning, the candles in the nighttime.
You like candles in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
To get the smell vibe going.
Do you buy yourself flowers for the house?
No, but I do buy flowers for the house. Not necessarily for myself, but for the house. Yeah, love tulips.
Yeah, Renee, my buddy Renee put me on to buying flowers. Every once in a while, I buy a little flower, put it, no one's there, just for me.
Yeah.
A flower on the table, it just brightens things up a little bit.
Yeah, I got this little vase recently. I saw it online, and it's like it looks like a book,
mm-hmm.
and you put it amongst books in the bookshelf, and it's clear, and you fill it up with water, so you're kind of, it's nice.
It's nice. You're real.
I'm a little fruit boy.
Yeah.
Fruity boy.
It's good. It's good to get it out in front. You know, you're embracing it early. You don't have to hide behind it. You know, I like, you're talking about like asking me if I read a lot, and I did as a kid, but then I got to a certain age where I was like, I grew up in a period of time where it wasn't cool to have been to be well read or to be smart.
Mm.
It was cool to just kind of be like tough and dumb.
Yeah, just
like
tough.
That was the 90s.
Tough little badass dumb.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was just like, I just didn't. I kind of was a closeted nerd.
Yeah,
I was kind of hit. I was like, and I just kept my mouth shut. And I was like, I didn't want to talk too much because then people would know I had a vocabulary. Then I grew up and I was like,
no, it's a flex. It's a flex.
Coming out the closet.
Coming out the closet with just this great vocabulary.
Yeah. For having a fantastic vocabulary that I got as a child because I don't read anymore. I don't have time. So anyways, Mando, listen, I'm going to say right now, right out the gate, look, this is the test. I smell like shit. I've been shooting. I haven't showered.
Can I get a sniff check? Just to smell the current vibe?
Yeah, let me get a whiff of this.
It's pretty rank.
It's...
Damn, I can tell. He tried to be cool about it. It's terrible.
No,
right?
It's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It's straight BO though. It's just straight up BO.
Yeah, it's just like it's not bad BO though.
Yeah.
It's just like I haven't showered in a day. Like
yeah,
it's just like it's human.
Fun. Human.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, old man armpit shit.
It's not that bad.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna try this. We're gonna do this on the air, everyone, because they want personal experience. I'm gonna put on some of this Mando. So I should have respectfully put deodorant on before we got in the car today. I'm sorry, Kat. I apologize to you. I apologize to the film crew. I apologize to my producer, Pastor.
And I'm putting on some. It's already, dude. This shit is.
Is it working? Actually,
it's. Give it a whiff.
Oh, whoa!
It's overpowering.
No, yeah, it's way overpowering the stench. Is,
okay, legit, Mando. Wait a minute.
Works.
What?
Really well.
Wow. I'm impressed. That really works.
So you have a little bit of Mando and a little of both of our saliva in your armpit.
Yeah. So. Fuck. I guess we got to cut out the middleman and make out on the show. Maddie was trying to kiss me for 3 years, and I said no. I was like, I can't do it. But I think he would have done it. He was playing a little form of, he would have done it. I couldn't do it. If I was in a movie, if I was an actor, I could do it. You know, you can put a check in front of me. I'll almost do anything, but.
You ain't fucking with that gay shit, though.
No, I mean, it's not that. Just it's just not my predilection. I fuck with gay shit. I fuck with gay shit, homie. Once you experience fresher underarms or fresher package, put some of this on my balls. Let me see what's going on.
Nice.
I feel fresher. I feel fresh already. It's fantastic. It's on my armpits. It's on my dick.
Some fresh nut smell mixed with
With saliva. With influencer, street, comedian, piano playing, curly headed hybrid saliva.
Nice. How did you know I play piano?
Because you told me last time.
Oh yeah,
time,
I did.
Right?
Yeah,
You
paid attention.
I'm listening to you. You got my full fucking attention, which is rare. Am I wrong, Kat? He's one of the few people that has my full attention right now. I haven't looked at my phone. I'm just you're
just soaking it up.
Yeah, I'm like fully like I'm in on Giuliano Hodges. So just saying it. Actually, literally, I smell like shit. I put this deodorant on. It masked it. And now I don't smell so bad. And it's kind of I'm impressed. Now I smell like a guy who took a shower and then walked up Mount Fuji. Mando is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Pits, packages, grundle, and balls. The grundle is the
grundle is like another word for gooch.
For the gooch.
Yeah. I thought it was grundle with a TH at the end.
I don't see a TH on here, my guy. But grundle and balls.
Grundle.
Belly buttons, butt cracks, stinky crevices, stomach folds, and feet. You could rub this in your ass. I mean, you really.
Anywhere.
You can go anywhere. Put it in your eyes. Lick it. Stick it on your feet. Put it on your toes. This is good for pre-jiu-jitsu, too, because it's kind of polite. I found in the jiu-jitsu community that when you're going to roll with another person, that you are clean. And the guys that are really good at, like, who've been around a long time, you can tell they put fabric softener on their gi. Their gi smells nice. And sometimes they have a little bit of, like, something that smells good because you're invariably going to be getting suffocated by, like, arms and chest and shit. And it's really refreshing just before you, like, are going to pass out or tap. You're like, this guy smells like, he smells nice. He smells like a musky forest of tobacco. It's
like Evangeline.
Yeah. Created by a doctor who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. Mando whole body deodorant is powerful enough for the toughest body odor, but gentle enough to use everywhere, allowing you to put Mando on family jewels without any worry because Mando is aluminum free, baking soda free, cruelty free, dye free, and vegan. Let's go, because that's what I wanted to know about Mando, because I don't put no Babylon chemicals inside my body.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so close to just rubbing
lemon juice and baking soda
on
my shit.
You know what I put on my face before bed? Beef tallow. Just fat.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
And my friend turned around and she goes, you gotta try this beef tallow. I've been doing it for a month. I don't know. I don't have a before and after picture, but it just feels good to do. But it's just one ingredient, which is just beef tallow, which I think is fat. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. Luckily, I have a discount code to get you hooked up on my favorite smelling whole body deodorant on the market. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. That equates to over 40% off on your starter pack. Use code PTA at shopmando.com. shopmando.com. It's better to smell better, Nick. It's time. It's time to smell better naked. Your partner will thank you. Genki Deska.
Mando.
How was Coachella? Can you tell me what it's like?
It was great. I did want to kind of also circle back on the fact that I put toothpaste on my dick.
Yeah. Well, every day is a trip.
Yeah, every day is a trip, but there's something about like one. I don't know. I just really wanted to talk about this.
I can't believe I told you that I put mouthwash on my dick once.
No, like, okay, would you just put mouthwash or do you wash your mouth and then just spit on your dick?
No, I didn't do that. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. No, I just like dunked it.
It's gnarly. I just dunked it in there, or like you just got a little cup. And
yeah.
Just,
tiny. I got like a
dunked it in like a French fry.
Yeah, like a French fry. Literally, yeah, it's a French fry.
But no, I put a little dab of it on like the tip of my dick because not only does it like feel minty and feel clean because I like doing that.
Yeah.
But it just like keeps it from like smelling bad as well, because like you, as you know, and any guys knows, if you're just doing things throughout the day, like your nuts and like dick will just kind of not smell awesome. And I like smelling awesome. So
it's kind of funny that you say that, because I have a product somewhere around here that speaks to that problem. It's Mando's Whole Body Smooth Solid Deodorant for your dick. Coat your dick with the smell of Mount Fuji. So every time you go into like a public urinal and take a piss, everyone's like, I smell mountains.
Yeah.
I smell, I feel like I'm in a, I feel like I'm in a hot spring. And
it smells like mountains and foreskin.
Mountains. especially if you're uncut. Mando, full body deodorant. Put it in the folds and put it in your rectum.
Put it in your foreskin.
So you put toothpaste on your dick every day. Now, is that, it's just become a thing? Like, is that, do you think you have OCD?
No.
Okay.
I definitely don't. Okay. I know.
But you are, super, is that part of your clean freak thing?
It may or may not be.
When I say clean, I'm saying you're clean and you're a freak, not a clean freak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, no, I'm a little freak nasty who likes to be clean for the freak nasty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
You want
to
be a slippery little dolphin so you can just have as much fun as possible and not have any hangups. Because you want to be from every angle that you may or may not end up in, everything's covered. Everything, the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, is just squeaky clean.
Yeah.
That's what you want to
feel. I also have a bit of an obsession with cleaning my butt.
Yeah.
Like, and I think we even discussed this.
We haven't.
We haven't. Have we? I think Garrett and I both like had the obsessive talk about cleaning our butts. And
well, it's funny because there's another sponsor that takes care of that. It's called Tushy.
Oh, yeah, the Tushy. Okay, yeah, we did talk about that then. Yeah.
That's the other thing. Let me tell you something. Tushy is I think, I don't know. I think that the first time I experienced something Tushy-esque was when the first time I went to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to Japan, you literally start to have a relationship with the toilet, because no one in my life has treated me better than a Japanese toilet.
Mm.
I'm talking about in the standard. If you go to like a fucking outhouse in Japan, the toilet seats, it's all digital. The toilet seat's warm. It warms up your buns. Mm. There's an adjustable nozzle that figures out with a laser where your asshole is. And like goes
just AI just peeping.
Yeah, it peeps, figures out.
There's the stink
gently,
portal.
Yep, it gently washes out your fucking dirt cave, right?
Dirt cave is foul.
It cleans it squeaky clean. And not only does it do that, it masks the sound of you pooping with a nice noise, like a nice like song will come on while you're taking a shit.
Or when really?
You flush too, yeah. And it also air dries it all. So you're like set up for fucking biz. Like you go in there and you're like, you come out and you're like, I'm just like and everyone in Japan is a perfect asshole because they're all walking around having used those toilets.
Oh, it's my asshole.
In the airports. Yeah.
That's fucking in the airports too?
Yeah, in the airports.
Yeah. It's so cool. But again, as a man who, you know, who's obsessed with keeping his butthole clean, you got to get a Tushy. Mm-hmm. You got to go to Japan.
Yeah. Everyone's asshole is just fresh as sashimi out there.
Yeah. Very fresh.
Ready to be ate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's not even a thing to eat a stranger's asshole in Japan. It's just standard customary shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, in Japan, if there was a place you'd go where there's like a sushi bar just full of asses that you just, you know.
Can just eat off of and out of. I would do it. Yeah.
Can I confess something else now that we're talking about this? I did.
Yeah.
I did one time when I was deep in a relationship, and when I was really with someone, when I was really in a place with someone where I was really feeling loved and held. I did with this person.
Held.
I did with this person eat French vanilla ice cream out of her asshole.
Mm.
I just thought it would be fun.
I like that.
It was cool.
That's fun.
It was really cool. I did it once. You only do it once. You
don't. Yeah. That's not a new reoccurring thing. It's just
you just got to get that off the list.
Yeah, exactly. Let me tick that little box.
Yeah, but that's how much I was in on this person and how much I was like, I found them so attractive that I looked at her. I was like, I just want to eat ice cream out of your ass.
Mm-hmm. She's like, do it.
Yeah, well, we were together.
Well, how did that, like, did you scoop from the box and then throw it on the box and then
in there,
mm-hmm.
and you got to. Why? Why do I do this show?
I start talking. I know. You're like,
because I need something to talk about. Have ever said that before?
It's crazy. I'm cooked. I'm so cooked. I'm gonna get. Can I go to jail? Just in general, can I just go to jail right now?
Just ask.
Can I put myself? Guys, can I come to jail, please? I'd like to come in here.
Is it chill if I pull up? Yeah, I just feel like I need it, kind of.
I just wonder, like.
I wonder if all the things that I say are like, I feel like one day I'm going to be like, I'm going to meet someone fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, oh, this is a partner for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be like, I'm in with this person. And we're going to be going, and it's going to be like 6 months in, and we're like in love. And we're just, and all of a sudden, it just goes cold because she listened to my podcast.
And just and every was like, incriminating did, thing yeah, that flies did, out of your mouth.
Right. And just so we know, like, yes, these are things that happen. Yes, there's a dichotomy in the soul of a man, Giuliano.
That there certainly is.
Right. We're not all one-dimensional fucking avatars for good or bad. We're everything mixed up in one beautiful painting of the cycle of life, heart strings.
The connected. Conglomerate of beauty.
The conglomerate of beauty.
We are earth. Earth is us. It's within us.
Yeah, we are all one.
We are art.
I am the pebble at the bottom of the lake, and I'm also the eyeglasses on the face of the tech at Raytheon who's going to stick a bomb up some child's ass. We're all one unit. I'm a little curl on Giuliano's head. I'm also a rose petal drizzled across the bed in Dubai for one of the most highest paid sex workers on the planet.
I'm a single sprocket on Alex's asshole as well.
You're
as
one spoke.
Yeah, one spoke.
Sprocket. Can we all understand that we are all stardust, Jason? Do you get
as
it?
As a Kat? Droplet of water from this.
We are all one thing. Nothing matters. It doesn't. When you, honey, now that we're in love, and it's been 6 months in, and I love you, and you shouldn't. I told you not to listen to my podcast. This is my future partner.
This is the future.
I told you not to listen to the podcast. Listen to this thing where I'm talking about the beauty of our unified souls across the planet. I have so much in common with who's the president? Who's the monarch of Russia? Putin. Me and Putin are one, even though he's evil. We're one. We're one thing. I'm united as one with all people. Let's be nice to each other for once. What if for one day everyone just stopped fucking around? What if for one day on the planet, what if there's one day on the planet, it was a reverse purge and everyone for one day was like sweet to each other?
I think people would fuck with it so hard that you would see a significant change.
If that happened for one day, the entire world, if you could, it's impossible, of course. It's a dream. It's a dream. And if it happened, for one day,
just like everybody fuck with each other day.
Yeah. You know? Like
all vibes.
All beef is dropped. Everyone loves each other for one time. All scores are let go. Everything. Just everyone just stop for a day. Because then the next day, and that's why it can never happen. And that's why I always go back to the Avengers Endgame movies and Thanos. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's like, you gotta take half of the beef. I'll take that snap. Yeah, I'll take it.
It's a big, big percentage that he took.
He took half.
You know. It was half?
He took half of everybody in the whole planet. I mean, the whole universe, everything. Yeah. But think about it. It was like when he did that, it turned into post-COVID. Like, remember when the freeways cleared up?
Oh, so
and the,
nice.
And the sun came out and the smog went away?
Oh, it was beautiful.
We stopped driving.
Like, ravines started clearing up and like fish started swimming. Frogs you never started expected like, them.
Just frogs started frogging. Yeah, just kicking it.
Deers were smoking joints and shit on like the 101. And you're like, dude, what's going on?
The smog cleared in a week. A week of not driving, the smog went. It was the most crystal clear, beautiful. I was like, oh, we could reverse
we're
this.
We're actively cooking on this and fucking everything up.
Every day. We are hurtling across the universe on a giant ball of shit, and we can't get off of it. And that's America, but we can't get out. I can't get out.
Yeah.
I have to work. I mean, what am I a billionaire who's going to move to Sweden with my family and my three wives?
Doesn't sound too bad.
It's not so bad. What's Sweden? Yeah. Isn't Sweden neutral?
Yeah. Switzerland.
Netherlands? There's some like Iceland. Isn't there some place where they just like are out of everything? Switzerland.
Switzerland is, yeah.
Shout out to Sweden and Switzerland, which I hear it's kind of racist in those places because they don't have such a good. I mean, everywhere is racist.
They don't have time for us and around in their country.
Oh shit! Yeah, they don't have time for that shit. Yeah, like,
get the fuck out.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here. You nagger. Eats my cheese and fish.
Yeah, cheese and fish. Canned sardines and pieces of stinky cheese.
Yeah.
Somewhere out there in the Netherlandesque Swedish regions, they like to, at work, imagine this. Imagine you're working in an office, right? Mm-hmm. And again, I'm stupid, so I don't know exactly where, but somewhere Swedish, in the Netherlands, somewhere in that area, in that zone, which is all the kind of same thing to me. I know that's terrible to say. They all look like Vikings, right? Let's say a Scandinavian culture. Imagine you're in an office, mm-hmm. and we're in an office of like a couple hundred people. Imagine at some point at lunch, everyone's like, okay, bolski. And then everyone, or 20 people from the office go take off all their clothes and get in a sauna together, butt naked.
That's a vibe.
And it's nothing. Kinda. It's not a big deal. They're just it's completely fucking normal. Like places in Europe, like you go to like public baths, like everyone's naked from like 14-year-old kids to full adults because they're not mm-hmm. insanely sick like we are.
Yeah, no, we have... unfortunately over-sexualized damn near anything and everything. So like something that is very, I mean, like I'm half Dutch and everyone on my father's side is in Netherlands, and like you'll see like a fucking deodorant commercial and like they'll have people who are running around naked, you know, just on national television.
Yeah.
And that's just like, they're just like, it's just the human body here. Yeah. But you go here in America and like, if you know, we're like, oh my God, tits on channel 5, what's going on? You know? And it's just cause like, you know, they're out to get us, dude.
So what was the first time you seen spandex in the ocean? So
what was the first time you guys seen porn?
Wait, what?
I put on spandex to go in the ocean today, so client would not think I was a whore.
What? Insane. Yeah, why see, that's you? Fucked up. That's why America sucks. Let me ask you, when was the first time you saw porn?
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
I feel like...
can't recall.
I feel like that's like a huge like weapon against people. It's like very controversial, but I feel like... seeing porn at a young age kind of like misconstrues, you know, girls and guys' idea of like what like a good, healthy sex relationship is like. And I feel like I started watching porn at a super young age and it kind of like fucked me up for a long while. Like, like the fact that I was like pulling my horn to like fucking
beep.
Yeah. The fact that I was pulling my horn to like Lois Griffin at the age of like 10 is just like
Lois Griffin, the cartoon or like a season. Wait.
What? I was dapping you up on that, but yeah.
No, I mean, what I meant to ask, was it animated or was it like a real actor being Lois Griffin? Like
a little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, I gotta tell you, being someone who's unfortunately not betrothed at this old age, so I've been out here single for on and off for years. I'm charted the way sex works from when I was like a kid to now, and there's just generations of people that like were brought up on porn. Like when I was a kid in high school, if you fucked someone and came on her face, it would literally have stopped time. The whole school would have like stopped. There would have been like, some people would have knighted you, some people would have hung you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now it's just like, that's foreplay.
No, yeah, yeah. No, right? That's like, casual. That's expected.
That's like standard shit, right?
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's what's fucked up. Because
that's 'cause of porn.
Porn has literally like instilled that in my mind. Like, oh, this is like, it kind of turns sex into like a performative thing rather than something that's like natural and beautiful, like the way it's supposed to be like enjoyed and just experienced.
Yeah.
Like I remember just like the first time having sex, I just like, I need to fuck the shit out of this girl. Like I just, in my brain, in my fucking little 14-year-old brain, I was like, I need to just do backflips in the pussy.
Yeah.
Just so I don't look like a loser, you know? Like, which is crazy.
Yeah, do the one where it looks like you're drilling for oil, where you're standing with your legs apart and you're just going straight up
and pile down. Driving.
Pile driving.
Yeah.
Their neck is broken and you're like, it's like, that's not, who's having, I mean, I guess it's fun for you, but it's not, you're not thinking about.
Yeah, no.
You're not thinking about the
You're thinking person. About the flex.
Yeah. Yeah, you're acting as if, you're dancing as if everyone is watching.
Exactly. Right. And I think that's kind of fucked it up for a lot of people in my generation.
But it also speaks to a generation that's raised off of like, you know, like Andy Warhol said that everyone will have 15 minutes of fame, but like he was wrong because everyone has months of fame. Like everyone is famous. Like we are all famous. We're all being watched constantly. Social media, like we're always being performative. We're constantly like, you know, we everything is now filtered around the idea of what it's going to look like later. Like
yes.
I'm just as warped. I was looking at these people surfing through a monitor and I'm like, God, everything looks better when it's through a camera. Like it looks so much more romantic to me.
Yeah.
Like when I look at it from here, I'm like, oh, there's some people in the water. When I look in a monitor, I'm like, oh my God, I could sit there for hours.
It looks so sick in post.
It's going to be great. And I'm like watching, like I could watch every little thing I'm doing. I'm like, I could watch this for days. Just someone just like living their life through a camera is just like, it's very romantic to me, but probably everyone feels that way. Right?
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. I mean, I even feel like that way in my videos. Like a lot of times people ask me like, why don't you ever laugh? It's because like my mind is literally already in editing and like what that process is going to be like and how that's going to look. So
yeah,
like
someone asking the prank E, why don't you laugh? It's like, bitch, does a construction worker take his nail gun and test it on his foot? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why don't you laugh? Because I'm performing, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Why don't you laugh? How do you keep a straight face? I used to do prank calls all the time. Like, how do you not laugh? Because I'm in the fucking cut.
I'm in the zone,
I'm locked
dog.
In, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm doing my job. This is my craft. That's why I don't laugh, you stupid fucking idiot. You Philistine. You don't know what the fuck we're doing here? We're making art.
Dumbass bitch. What the fuck you think that I'm going to laugh doing this shit, nigga? Hell nah, no. Bro. I'm no. in the middle of this motherfucking thing, doing my thing.
Yep.
Whipping out my thing, yeah. touching my thing, yeah. looking at your thing, yeah. trying to fuck around with your thing.
A lot of things.
Thangy thang. Thanging this and thanging that. Incredible, Fantastic Four. The thing is hard, just like me. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, he's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those teddy bear pants. Yeah. What are those?
Oh, cutie pie. Pants.
Where are those from?
Instagram.
Oh, they got you.
Yeah, they got my dumb ass, bro.
They're like, they're like, this motherfucker looks like a teddy bear. Let's send him some pants.
Yeah, boop, the soft ass fucking yeah. like we cuddly looking motherfucker.
Yeah, I it's crazy how much they got us by the balls. It's fucked up. Like they send me shit all the time and I cannot stop myself from buying it.
Oh, it's fucking awful. No, I'm actually like I fall victim to that all the time.
Yeah.
I like shirts, hats,
yeah.
these little teddy bear pants.
Yeah.
This shirt is TikTok shop.
We're fucking crushed.
I know, I'm a loser.
No, this is where we're at. We're top level fucking consumers. Like this is, I am one and I sell to people that buy things and I live in the world of consumption and like I would love to be zen and like, you know, like I used to dream as a kid when I go to New York. I used to go to New York a lot in the early thousands. You were still literally just
I was
balls.
Still a young lad.
Yeah, you were balls.
I was just nuts.
You were nuts. You were just nuts in a sack.
Just hitting my swinging. Dad's thighs.
Yeah, just hitting your dad's thighs. And I'd go out to New York in the early thousands, and I would fall in love with it every time I went there. And I'm like, you know what? I'd have this conversation. I go, okay, here's what it is. Laptop, bike, winter jacket, tiny apartment, kitchen in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
fucking walk up, four story walk up, and this is my life. And I'm going to sit in New York, I'm going to write, and I'm going to live. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go outside and experience life. And I just was like, I'm going to strip everything down. And I would start calling people and being like, yo, Jimmy, is there a world where like I could get you to pack up my apartment? And I call my mom, I go, Ma, what do you think about me just staying in New York? And like people would be like, you should do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always bitched out. And I never did it. I still think one day, you know, like you just like one day you want to maybe just do like, you know, be like Rick Rubin, you know, like sweatpants, no shoes, no furniture, just a house with just stuff appears for you and it goes away, you know?
That would be nice. There's honestly beauty in like a very minimalistic lifestyle. And I'm constantly trying to condense and like just, you know.
It's hard.
Maximize my quality,
yeah,
but also minimize the quantity.
Yeah, it's I think that I'm gonna say this, and I think it comes from, I'll just say this, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me and other people. I think that the only way that you can live a life of minimalism is like you have to have an enormous sense of security,
mm-hmm.
which I don't have because I'm always worried that like I'm not gonna have enough, mm-hmm. that I'm not enough, and that there's something's gonna run out. And like, you know, like I don't do this so much anymore. I used to buy things in bulk,
mm-hmm.
or I'd rebuy something four times. And I'm like, mm-hmm. why do I have four Laura Scudder's peanut butters right now? Because I'm worried that I'm not going to have enough.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is one day you turn around, and it's not there. And you're like, fuck, I should have had four peanut butters. You know what I'm saying?
I did the same. Okay, I actually 100% did the same. Okay. There's actually four sticks of butter in my fridge right now because you can never have too much. I like to have some that is, this is a random example, but I like to have room temperature butter. Swag. Also like to have, you know, and it's all Kerrygold. Also like to have an extra sticks, and you know, because we make eggs in the morning.
Yeah.
I every time I go get wine, I have an order of wine that I'm going to pick up right after this podcast, and I buy 12 bottles every time
of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, that I get that. That makes sense,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I just like to have
the two things in your house are butter and wine, which is
butter
very
and
French
wine.
Of you.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah, I'm just a little European,
yeah.
you know, light skin yeah. caramel,
a little
kid.
Greasy son of yeah. a. It's just yeah. drinking wine, smearing butter on people.
Yeah. What was the first time you fell in love?
First time I fell in love. Dude, that's a good question. I've fallen in love so many times. I did fall in love. I think the first time I fell in love was a girl in high school that was my... This is the furthest back I can remember. A girl in high school that was my friend and my friend's girlfriend, and I always thought she was incredibly hot.
Mm-hmm.
And a few years go by, and we're out of high school, and she was dating this guy in New Orleans, and she was coming back to visit Venice, and we were there, and I had this like little apartment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I had like a sweater, you know, I had like a job at like Eddie Bauer, you know,
had you
like
just had a sweater,
yeah. That's what comes to my mind is like I had this like cool sweater, you know, like had my little bit of sweat, like I was like I thought it was really smooth. I was a complete fucking, you know, I thought I was like really cool,
mm-hmm.
and I had a little sweater and like, you know, I had a little attitude problem, you know, and this girl, her and I fell in love, and she ended up leaving her dude. I don't know if it was, it's murky, but we like moved in together.
Mm.
We had a cat. She had a cat. She had a Bengal cat. She's not listening to this, but so I can talk about it. But yeah, I was in love with that person. Mm-hmm. And it was, I remember like, you know, your younger versions of being in love are no less stronger or weaker than your older versions of being in love, but mm-hmm. there's a little less depth and texture to it, I think. You know,
100%.
Because your brain isn't fully formed yet. So like mm-hmm. what and who you love is going to be different. Obviously, I'm not, you know, preaching the choir here, but
no, that was I very much time. Understand.
That was the first time.
Why did it end though?
Huh?
Why did it end?
It's just, dude.
Just phased out?
I was crazy. Something, I don't know. It just didn't work. It wasn't going to work. There's no way it was going to work.
Do you think you would feel a certain way if like she just pulled up one day or like you just like saw her on the street and had that slow motion moment?
It's not that kind of thing. No, okay. It would be like, what's up? How's your life?
Yeah.
Definitely not one of those things. Like it ended, it was over.
Okay.
Like I can't think of anyone where it's like, there's a girl, I wasn't in love with this person.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman I dated in my 20s. She was a photographer named Gia Nina.
Yeah.
And I could never figure out. I always wanted to check up on her. You know, we dated. I was such a misdirected, weird, fucked up asshole. And we dated, you know, like I was such a fucking, it's still a little fucked up, but like I was really like, you know, like I remember like for my birthday, she like had a surprise party for me
mm-hmm.
at this Moroccan place
mm-hmm.
down the street that like they have belly dancers. I forget the name of it. It's over there by Guitar Center on Sunset.
Okay.
And
I'm not going to try and think of the name, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's really terrible. Yeah. The food is horrific. It's the worst. Is it? It's like chicken with raisins and powdered sugar on it. It is fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not so good. But they have belly dancers. It's a whole thing. You sit down. There's a fucking tray and there's a tea service. She set up a surprise party for me at that place. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking in and she fully got me. I was like, I got. And I walked in and it was like, I was young. And like, I remember the feeling of walking into this room full of people and it was terror. I was terrified. I was like, I didn't know how to like, have you ever done acid?
Yeah, twice.
Okay. Well, it was like, it was literally like, this is what I call acid face. It's like you don't know what emotion to make. It's like you're happy, sad, happy, weird, happy, sad. And that's what
you're
I felt
glitching.
Like. Yeah, glitching. I went in there and started glitching. I was like, and I couldn't because I was my young brain, ego, and essence were still unformed and not together. Mm-hmm.
Not solidified.
Like, not solidified.
And like, in unison. Yeah. And, yeah,
not,
yeah.
Not one fucking solid front. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I didn't meditate. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the sacred art of jiu-jitsu in my life.
Facts.
I didn't have 2 decades of psychotherapy. You know what I mean?
Facts. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I can relate.
So yeah, I remember being terrified and being like fully fucked up. And like she was trying to be a good girlfriend to me. Mm-hmm. Another time, she took me to an Airbnb in Venice, and I was like such a fucking asshole. I was like, why did you rent me an Airbnb in Venice? We could have just stayed at my house. Like, what a dick. I felt weird and insecure that somebody was trying to be nice to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to deal with it, you know? So I got defensive. Now I know. I know that about myself. I know that.
Now you're seasoned.
I'm seasoned.
Experienced.
Yeah, I can look back. Even, but I'm still all the time still trying to like make sense. Like I'm day to day trying to figure things out and trying to do better
And if I ever get back in the ring, if I ever get back into the big game, mm-hmm. right? This is like if I ever get back into the title fight for someone's heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm ever back in there, I'm lacing up the gloves. Hopefully I'll do it. Every time I do it a little bit better, but I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing. That makes sense?
As long as you're actively
I'm always down
after for improvement. I'm always, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I'm always down for it. I'll always fucking be like, let's go.
You got an open heart.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I have an open heart, but I will say that if you crack it, if you get in there, mm-hmm. I'll go for it. I'm not going to be like, I'll take a chance always. I'll always jump in. I'll be like, yeah, let's fucking go. You want to go to Bali right now? Let's fucking go. I don't care. Who gives a shit? Fuck everything.
Someone crack this man's heart.
Oh, it'll happen again.
I want to see you fall in love, bro. That's
what I'm saying. Goofy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Not outwardly, but interpersonally.
Goofy by the hours. That's funny. I'm sorry.
No, not
hourly.
I mean hourly, but hourly is funny.
Oh, yeah.
Not hourly. <That's> By the end of the day, I'm
all... Just every 52 minutes.